الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا مثل له ولا ضد له ولا ند له ولا مثال له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل؟ ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل؟ وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل، فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش، إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. صدق الله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders, ulama-i kiram, and beloved brothers, tonight's topic, the sirat of Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously we cannot encompass the entire sirat of Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The personality of Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his greatness, his rutba, his rank, his martaba, Allah Rabbul Izzat himself explains it in different ayats of the Quran. At times, Allah Rabbul Izzat is even taking a qasam on the life of Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La amruk innahum lafi sakratihim ya'mahun. At times, consolement is given to Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At times, a different alqab and different sifat and character of Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is highlighted in the Quran e Pak. So Allah Rabbul Izzat himself explains the greatness of Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in short, just to highlight a few, the life of Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the beginning to the end. Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes from the khandan and the progeny of Ibrahim alaihi salam. Sayyidina Ibrahim alaihi salam, we know, had two sons, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam and Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam. From Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam came the Anbiya of the Banu Israel alayhi salam. Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam son was Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam. And Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam had 12 sons. And from here came the 12 tribes of the Banu Israel. And from Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam came Huzur e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the khandan of Ismail alayhi salam, there was a person called Adnan. And from his progeny, there was a person called Malik. And Malik's son, Fahr. This particular person, Fahr, his olad and his children, they were known as the Quraysh. And for a long period of time, The Quraysh were upon the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the shariat of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Until a wretched person amongst the Arabs by the name of Amr ibn Luhay, he was the one who brought and introduced the idol worship and the false belief in attributing partners to Allah. And that's how this slowly came into the Arabian Peninsula. And finally came Hashim and then Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then his son Abdullah, and from Abdullah Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born in the year of Fil, Amul Fil, the year of the elephants. And that we know the famous incident of Abraha, who could not stand the Ka'batullah being Masabatan Linnas, a markaz for the people. That people from all over would come and make Hajj and come to the Ka'batullah. He could not tolerate it. He brought his army of elephants. Allah Rabbul Izzat sent Ababil, sent the birds, and they destroyed Abraha. It was on this occasion, on this incident, that people now started revering. Before this, the Quraysh had their position, but now they had an even greater position. Because the grandfather of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came and spoke to Abraha, and Abraha said, "I came to destroy the Kaaba, and you talking to me about your camels." So what reply he gave? "Ana Rabbul Ibil, wa inna lil baiti Rabban sayahmihi." I am the owner of the camels. The Baytullah has its own owner, has its own Rabb. He will protect it. And then Abdul Muttalib and the Quraysh, they went to the Ka'batullah and they held the ring on the door of the Ka'batullah. They held the khilaf, they made dua, and they went away to the mountains. Allah Rabbul Izzat sent his unseen help, and Abraha and his army of elephants were destroyed. People then understood the rank and the position of the Quraysh. That on these people's dua, Allah Rabbul Izzat sent such a powerful force. Now when they would make safar to Sham and to the different areas for tijarat and for business purposes, even the highway robbers wouldn't interfere with the Quraysh. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prior to his birth, his father Abdullah had passed away. And at the age of 6, his mother Amina had passed away. Then into the care of Abdul Muttalib, his grandfather. At the age of 8, Abdul Muttalib passes away. And then he comes into the care of Abu Talib, his uncle, the son of Abdul Muttalib. And Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam grows up at the age of 25. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets married to Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And this was a great support for Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prior to the nikah, she had seen the akhlaq and the character of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her caravans used to go to the different places for tijarat and business. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam also went in one of those caravans. And she heard the karguzari and the akhlaq and the character of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There were those debtors that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would feel shy to go and ask the person that, "Bhai, pay your money." And she heard all this character and the softness and akhlaq of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this won her heart. And then the nikah was made, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu anha. These were the two great supports of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam: his uncle Abu Talib and Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And then a time came when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go out into the mountains and make the ibadat of Allah. Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu anha would prepare the saman, etc. until the 40th, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached 40, and in the 41st year of Nubu'ah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came, and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam appears in Ghar-e Hira, and he says, Iqra, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read. فَقُلْتُ مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I cannot read. It was the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ummi, who did not learn like how other children would learn how to write and read, but was taught directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when the Qur'an-e-Pak had come, then this was a pure miracle. Get this person who could not write and read, today such eloquent words are coming on his Mubarak lips. Definitely this is the kalam of Allah. If he could read and write, he would have made a kitab of his own. But there was some wisdom in this. So he told Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ I cannot read. فَأَخَذَنِي فَخَطَّنِي حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجُهْدُ He says, Jibreel alayhi salam then took me and squeezed me until I felt my life was coming out. And he said again, اِقْرَأ فَقُلْتُ مَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ And finally, those ayahs were revealed, اِقْرَأ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقَ اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمُ عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمُ The first five ayahs of the Qur'an-i-Majid. Huzur-i Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes home. He is scared. He is shivering. And he tells Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu anha, زَمِّلُونِي زَمِّلُونِي That cover me and wrap me up. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha wraps Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Muzammil, the one who is wrapped up. And he relates the whole thing to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. People are reluctant to get married. One of my friends came and he says, I'm going to do the khidmat of deen. I'm not going to get married. I don't feel like getting married. This nikah, one of the great purposes of nikah is that she becomes a support in your deen and carrying out and fulfilling the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there's a lot of possibilities and ihtimalat. Possibly it was a jinn that came, possibly it was a shaitan. Who had come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha consoles Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, Kalla, wallahi ma yukhzika Allahu abada. O Muhammad, not you. Allah Rabbul Izzat will never disgrace you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innaka latasilur rahim. You are that person who joins family ties. You are that person who joins kinship. Watahmilul kal. You carry the burdens of people. Wataksibul ma'doom. You earn and you give the person that doesn't have. وَتُكْرِ الدَّيْفِ When mihman come, you entertain them. وَتُعِينُ عَلَىٰ نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ When the natural catastrophes have to come, the drought, the poverty, the floods, whatever it is, then you are the one that is assisting. Allah Rabbul Izzat will never ever disgrace you. She takes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Waraqa bin Nawfal. Was a learned person who knew the Injil and Torah. And he also confirms it. He says, Wallahi innaka lanabiyu hazihi al-ummah. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are definitely the Nabi of this ummah. And then he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a time is going to come. Your people will cause harm to you. They'll cause harm to you. They will belie you. They will deny you. And a time will come, they'll take you out of Makkatul Mukarramah. Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so surprised. فَقَالَ أَوَ مُخْرِجِيَهُمْ My people will take me out from Makkatul Mukarramah. Huzuri Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew his status. Up till now, up till the age of 40, they were calling him Al-Amin. They were calling him As-Sadiq, the truthful one, the trustworthy one. And now he's getting the news that my people will take me out. And Waraqa bin Nawfal, he was quite old. He said, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I live till then, I will definitely assist you in this mission of yours." Anyway, this had transpired, wahi had stopped for some time, and then wahi came again. And initially, it was very secret. Only the close ones started accepting Islam, and the message was given to them. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Zayd bin Harisa radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman ibn Affan, etc. Until after 3 years, the command came, وَأَنْزِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ, that, "O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now invite your entire family." Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on to Mount Safa and calls all the tribes, calls them by name. And when they come and the message is given that I am the Nabi of Allah, I brought a message and I am a warner before Qiyamah. The people went away. They dispersed immediately. They didn't want to hear the message of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Abu Lahab was present. And Haza jama'atana, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you gathered us here today for this. Tabban laka sa'ir al-yawm. Curse be upon you for the entire day. The ayats were revealed. I'm not sure on this occasion or sometime after this. Tabbat yada Abi Lahab wa tab. That made the hands of Abu Lahab be cursed. He cursed Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Rabbul Izzat cursed him till Qiyamah. Today every small child in the maktab will read this surah. And the la'nat and the curse goes on to Abu Lahab. From here the great lesson of bi'adbi is learned. Little, he could have went away without saying anything. But he said and he spoke against Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he had to taste the consequence of this bi'adbi. And then came the torture and the taklif from the side of the Quraysh. And the Sahaba started suffering. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, untold taklif. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umayyah bin Khalaf, etc. used to drag him in the sons of Makkatul, in the son of Hijaz, Makkatul Mukarramah. The burning sand of Makkatul Mukarramah. Denounce the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And go back to Lat and Uzza. Otherwise you will continue suffering like this. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu had only one answer. Ahadun ahad. Ahadun ahad. No, there is only one Allah. Hazrat Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, his entire family, Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to console them. Sabran ala Yasir. O family of Yasir, make sabr. Inna mawidakumul jannah. Your abode is Jannat. Allah has kept this for you. And it was the mother of Hazrat Ammar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma who became the first shaheed and martyr in Islam. Hazrat Musa bin Umair radiallahu anhu, that youngster, that youth of Makkatul Mukarramah, who sacrificed all his luxury and came into the fold of Islam, who took out tears from the Mubarak eyes of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He also had to suffer. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what torture! Can you imagine the shoe is smashed in the face of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu until only his nose could be recognized. Then came the hijrat towards Abyssinia. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, there is a king in Abyssinia. Migrate there. He is not an oppressor, he is not a tyrant. There you will find peace and tranquility. And couples migrated. And then the Quraysh sent Amr bin As to go and bring these people back. And the famous incident where Najashi, he called for the Muslims. And he says, tell me your side of the story. These people have come to fetch you. And Hazrat Ja'far bin Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala who spoke up, And he says, Ayyuhal Malik, O King, kunna qawman ahla jahiliyah. We were a people in jahiliyat, we were a people of ignorance. Na'budul asnam, we used to put our foreheads before stone. Wa na'kulul mayta, we used to eat carrion. Wa na'til fawahish, immorality, bihayai. We were this type of nation. Wa nusi'ul jiwar, we never worried about our neighbors. Wa naqta'ul arham, we never worried about family. Wa ya'kulul qawiyu minna zaif, the strong amongst us would oppress the weak. Hatta ba'asallahu fina rasulan. Kunna na'rifu nasabahu wa sidqahu wa afafahu. Until Allah sent this Mubarak Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam amongst us. We knew him. We knew his truthfulness. We knew his lineage. We knew how pure he was. We knew his chastity. We knew how genuine he was. And then he commanded us that we do not worship idols. He commanded us. He was the one who told us to start speaking the truth. He was the one who encouraged us to respect our neighbors and respect our family. He was the one who stopped us from speaking lies. He was the one who stopped us from immoral activities. And we accepted his message. And Najashi then asked, do you have the book with you all? Do you have any portion of the Quran with you all? And he started reciting from Surah Maryam. Until Najashi cried, and his courtiers who had the books open in front of them, they also cried. And their beards were wet, and their books in front of them, that also got wet with the tears. And he said, I will never ever send you all back. You all are at peace. And he sends the delegation back to Makkatul Mukarramah. Until Huzure Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the 10th year of Nubuwat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was 50 years of age. Then came Amul Huzn, the year of grief, when those two great supports in the life of Huzure Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam had passed away, Abu Talib and Hazrat Khadija Tul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. These two supports had passed away in the same year. And now the Quraysh came in full force, torturing and persevering. They were holding back a bit because of Abu Talib. But now that Abu Talib was gone, now came the full taklif and torture from the side of the Quraysh. Until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with great expectation, went to Taif. And when he goes to Taif, then what a response. The leaders turned him away, the people turned him away, and the Mubarak blood of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam had flowed. And that famous dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahumma inni ashku ilayka du'fa quwwati. Ajeeb dua. That, O Allah, today I complain to you about the weakness of my strength. Wa qillata hilati. O Allah, I did not adopt the correct means and method to convince these people. And the only concern in this dua, O Allah, do not become angry with me. O Allah, do not become angry with me. And such pain, on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked regarding his pain and torture. And he mentioned the incident of Taif. And after this pain, Allah Rabbul Izzat rewarded Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the gift of Mi'raj. Immediately after this, very shortly after this, came Mi'raj. Not immediately, but shortly after this came Mi'raj. Here is another great lesson. Inna ma'al usri yusra. After every difficulty, there's always ease. And there was just 3 years left. And Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in these 3 years in Makkatul Mukarramah, he used to wait for the Hajj season. And people used to come from all over. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would present his case and say, I have come with this mission. My people have not accepted me. Who is there to accept me and take me with them? Who is there to take this message and assist me in this mission of mine? The Ansar said labbaik to this call of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, come away to Madinatul Munawwara. Until Sahaba started migrating. And then came the ijazat for Huzure Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself to migrate. And Huzure Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated with Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So 13 years in Makkatul Mukarramah and 10 years in Madinatul Munawwarah. In the second year of Hijri, that means the second year after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated, that was when Roza had become Faraz. And that was when the famous Battle of Badr had taken place. 313 against 1,000 strong in number. And they came with their weapons, they came fully prepared. And Sahaba, they didn't come out to fight. They came out for a different purpose. But the news had come that this army is coming to fight you. And here they are out of Madinatul Munawwarah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes mashwara. What should we do? So the muhajirin spoke up. O Nabi of Allah, Bismillah. Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took mashwara. Again the muhajirin spoke. Then the Ansar understood. The Ansar of Medina. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to us. Because we had given him guarantee that we will protect him in Madinatul Munawwara. And today we are out of Medina. So perhaps Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned. Perhaps he has this worry that we won't stand with him outside Medina. So Hazrat Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu spoke up. كَأَنَّكَ تُعَرِّضُ بِنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of... He was a leader. He said, O Nabi of Allah, it seems that you're referring to us, the Ansar. O Nabi of Allah, do not worry. كَأَنَّكَ تَخْشَى أَنَّ الْأَنْصَارِ تَرَى حَقًّا عَلَيْهَا أَلَّا تَنْصُرَكَ إِلَّا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ. As though you feel the Ansar will only help you in Medina. We are with you through and through. فَزْعَنْ حَيْسُ شِئْتَ وَسِلْ حَبْلَ مَنْ شِئْتَ وَقْتَ حَبْلَ مَنْ شِئْتَ وَخُزْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا مَا شِئْتَ وَآتِنَا مَا شِئْتَ وَمَا أَخَذْتَ مِنَّا كَانَ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْنَا مِمَّا تَرَكْتَ. O Nabi of Allah, you proceed wherever you want and give us whatever command. وَمَا أَمَرْتَنَا فِيهِ مِنْ أَمْرٍ فَأَمْرُنَا تَبْءٌ لِأَمْرِكَ. Whatever command you give, we will follow and we will comply with that command. Even if you take us to the ocean and you want us to dive into the ocean, we are prepared to dive into the ocean. Another Ansari stands up and he says, مَا نَقُولُ لَكَ كَمَا قَالَ قُومُ مُوسَى لِمُوسَى اِذْهَبْ أَنْتَ وَرَبُّكَ فَقَاتِلَا إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَائِدُونَ. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will not say to you today, like how Musa alayhi salam's people told Musa alayhi salam, that O Musa, go, you and your Rabb and fight, we are sitting here, and we'll spectate. إِنَّهَا هُنَا قَائِدُونَ. We're sitting here till the war is over. وَلَكِنْ نُقَاتِلُ عَنْ يَمِينِكَ وَعَنْ شِمَالِكَ وَمِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْكَ وَمِنْ خَلْفِكَ. From all sides we are with you, O Nabi of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam felt contented that the Ansar is with him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, and the dua he made for Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this the ma'rikatun hasimatun, that decisive battle where people came to know from this battle of Badr that Islam is deen e haq. 313 and they overcame 1,000. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed his qudrat and his power in the battle of Badr. Then came the third year, the battle of Uhud. And in this battle, Hazrat Musa bin Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was made shaheed. And the beloved uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was also made shaheed. Then came the fourth year. In the fourth year also, certain jihad had taken place. The battle of Zatul Riqa', the battle of rags. Rags means pieces of cloth. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were walking until their feet cracked and their feet started bleeding. And they were compelled to take pieces of cloth and tie it on their feet. The battle of rags. Then came the fifth year, the battle of Khandaq, the battle of the trench, where all the Arabs got together to try and uproot the Muslims. 10,000 strong in number came towards Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mashwara. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives his rai. O Nabi of Allah, kunna iza takhawafna al-aduwa alina, khandaqna alina. O Nabi of Allah, we are Persians. And we have a system back in Persia. When an enemy is feared, then we build a trench around us. And it was cold, it was winter. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu had no servants. With their own Mubarak hands, they were building, they were digging the trench. This deep trench so that the enemy cannot come. This reminds me of our safar in Madras. Our South African zoos, they keep the animals inside the cages. And from behind the cage, you see the animal. But when you go to Hindustan, I don't know about South Africa, if there is any such zoo. But if you go to Hindustan, there you get zoos without cages. And between you and the animal, there's a deep khandaq. There's a deep trench. And then it was getting late, I had to go look for my satis. And I took one road. And I came to the crossroads. This road goes to the wolves. And one road goes to the elephants. And this middle road goes to the tigers. Then you only realize how alone you are. Then only you realize you're without your satis. And then only you realize you're in the zoo of Madras. And as I took that road, in silence, when I looked towards the right, in the bush I saw the shape of that face. And when it stood up, then that same face you saw on the You see on the jungle oats box, that same face is looking at you. But because of that khandak, because of that trench, it cannot come. So Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he gave this mashwara. And they built a trench. And some of them managed to come over. That's a different incident. We'll just touch on each year. One person came over and Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, and this person made an announcement, "May you baris, who is there to challenge me today?" I cannot recall his name. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, "Me, O Nabi of Allah." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O Ali, this is so and so." Second time, again Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Third time, again Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Ali, this is so and so." He said, "Even if it is so and so." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him. What one strike Ali radiallahu anhu gave him, it went through the helmet, through the skull, until it fell into his jaw. And the enemy of Allah was killed. Then came the sixth year of Hijri. And in the sixth year was the famous incident of Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah, where Sahaba came right up till Makkatul Mukarramah. And they had to be sent back, that no, come the following year. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave in to all those conditions. This one incident of Sulah Hudaybiyah, Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was sent into Makkatul Mukarramah to go and inform the Quraysh. Okay, look, we came to make Umrah. We didn't come here to fight. We didn't come for jihad. And Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu came. Aban ibn Sa'id took him. So Aban ibn Sa'id looked at his clothing. And he saw that Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu's clothing was above his ankles. So Aban commented and he said that, "Oh Usman, inni araka mutakhashian. You dress so simple today, what happened?" "Asbil izarak kama yusbilu qawmuk." "Cover your ankles like how your qawm covers the ankles." Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu was not apologetic. He said, "Ha kaza ya'taziru sahibuna ila ansafi saqihi." Our Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is how he wears his lungi. Don't tell me how to wear my lungi. He was proud. Then came the seventh year, where Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they made Umratul Qaza. And the incident of Khaybar. And in this year, and the year before that, just after Sulah Hudaybiyah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wrote down all those letters to the different kings, to Kaisar and Kisra and Hirakla, etc. Then came the 8th year, Fath Makkah, where Makkah was conquered. Then came the 9th year, where Hajj was made for us, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sent to take this qafla and make the Hajj. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself stayed in Madinatul Munawwara. And then in the 10th year, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the Hajjatul Wida, where the farewell khutbah was given. This 10th year was also known as Amul Wufud, the year of delegations. Different delegations came into Madinatul Munawwara from Yemen, from Najran, different places. And they came and took Islam back to their nations. And just in this chapter alone, there's so much of ta'lim, so much of lessons, just in this chapter of delegations alone. The adab of salam, the manner of making dua, the manner of keeping names. Many of them, their names were incorrect. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't keep this name, keep this name. Regarding poetry, shair, shairi, kitabat of hadith, regarding the writing down of hadith. Many teachings of Islam just in this one chapter. There was one person in a delegation, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, you have two qualities that is beloved in the sight of Allah. Al-hilmu wal-ana'a. Number one, you are tolerant. And number two, you do everything very gradually, you do not rush in what you do. There was one delegation that had come, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, that how is it that this tribe here, Banu al-Haris, you all are renowned for your victory over your enemies. Your enemy never ever overcomes you. You are always ghalib and victorious. How come? They say, O Nabi of Allah, number one, we are always united. Number two, we do not have hasad for each other. We do not have jealousy for each other. Number three, the zulm and tyranny is not initiated from our side. Somebody will make zulm on us, then we'll fight them. But we do not oppress anyone. And number four, when hardships come, then we forbear and we make sabr. So just in this one chapter alone, there's so much teachings between the conversations that took place between them and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then Hajjatul Wida. And thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the 11th year, the Habib of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went and met his Rabb. The final sickness of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those few days, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so weak that he had to appoint Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to perform the salam. And in one of those days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifts up the curtain and sees his Sahaba radiallahu anhum standing in the surfs. And he smiles that these were the people who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had prepared. This was his group. Until the sickness had become severe. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha speaks about that one incident where the miswak was brought in the sickness. And she says, I moistened the miswak and I had given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he used the miswak. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, amongst the last advices Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this ummah, as-salata, as-salata wa ma malakat imanukum. That guard your salah, and treat those, your slaves under you, treat them well. Amongst the last advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there was a piala, there was a container next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, time and again, is placing his Mubarak fingers in that container and passing the water over his Mubarak face and saying, La ilaha illallah, ala inna lil mawti sakarat. La ilaha illallah, beshak, maut ki bari sakhtiya hai. The death, it has a lot of pain with it. And then making the dua, Allahumma fir rafiq al-ala, fir rafiq al-ala. O Allah, grant me the sublime companionship. O Allah, grant me that sublime abode. And like this, Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and met his Rabb. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their frenzy and what happened after that, those who got the news, some of them sat wherever they were, those some of them got the news and they became speechless. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu went on one side and started addressing the people that no one should say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed away. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has gone to meet his Rabb, and he's coming back. Like how Musa alayhi salam went to Tur and came back to his people, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will definitely come back. They could not accept it until Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who came and entered the Hujra-i Mubarak and kissed the forehead of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says, "Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that death and that maut which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for you, it has come to you." And he comes out and he explains the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and his famous khutbah. And he explains the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, "Wama Muhammadun illa rasul qad khalat min qablihi rusul." That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is also a messenger, like the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, like they have left this world. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam has also left this world. And then he brings the attention of the Sahaba, like before, if there was any onslaught on Islam, we had defended Islam. Now after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam also, if there is any danger on Islam, we all will have to stand up and face the danger of Islam, this onslaught against Islam. So in crux, this was the small seerat, but this obviously cannot be justice to the entire seerat of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The onus is on us to now pick up the kitabs, pick up Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi's written so beautiful kitabs, to pick up and read about Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba, it wasn't just a matter of kissa, kahani. Sahaba radiallahu anhum took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam so serious. They would observe him every move of his. Hazrat Ka'b ibn Ujra radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Ra'aytu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam ya'kulu bi thalasi asabi'." I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam eating with three fingers. He observed. Somebody sees some enemy of Allah, some disbeliever, how he holds a certain, how he holds his bat and how he swings that bat of his, and it becomes so captivating, so beloved. But how the huzur of Allah, the Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how he held his luqma. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the true love of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The true feeling to come onto his life sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, I see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam holding his luqma with three fingers. ثُمَّ رَأَيْتُهُ يَلْعَقُ أَصَابِعَهُ الثَّلَاثِ. Then I carried on observing. And I seen him lick his mubarak fingers. فَلَعِكَ قَبْلُ الْوُسْطَى. First he licked the middle finger. ثُمَّ الَّتِي تَلِيهَا. Then the shahadat finger, summa al-ibham, and then his thumb. One action Sahaba radiallahu anhum observed, and this became beloved to them. So the greatest need of today is to preserve the sunnat of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Before it was coming out of the lives, now it is even coming out of the minds of people. There was a king and queen. When the prince was born, the prince had no nose. We had a noseless prince. And the king and queen was worried. What will happen to our son? When he grows big and he becomes the king, so embarrassing. So they passed the law that now every child that is born, the nose must be cut off. And then generations came. Until the whole kingdom, we had a noseless kingdom. No nose at all. Everybody is walking around with flat faces, no nose at all. And one foreigner had to come inside the country. This is just an example. One foreigner comes into the country with his normal nose. And what they asked him? They said, "Allah, shame, what happened? What's that lump on your face? What was the original? Now is understood to be..." If somebody decides to practice on the sunnat of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then in astonishment people will ask, "What happened?" The nikah took place like that, so simple. You rather go and find out from the muftis if the nikah is made or not. The walima only one tarkari. How can they just go find out from Wali Sahib if your walima is made or not? Now when people decide to practice on the sunnat of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it becomes something strange. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those that will preserve the sunnat of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in amal and in action. People will look at us and say, this is the ummati of Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Awwal Al-Awwaleen, Ya Akhir Al-Akhirin, Ya Quwwat Al-Mateen, Ya Zal Jalali Wal-Ikram, Allahumma Anta Allah, Al-Ahadu Samadu Al-Ladhi Lam Yalid Walam Yulad, Walam Yakun Lahu Kufuwan Ahad, Allahumma Salli Ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Wa Ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammad, Kama Sallita Ala Sayyidina Ibrahim, Wa Ala Ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, Innaka Hamidun Majid, اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز أما تعلم إنك أنت العز الأكرم اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم اغفر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله